There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. It's a way to get in touch with me any particular day, but certainly Monday through Friday, about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's something that you're hearing in your ear, something that you've listened to on a podcast, whatever it is. We're open to it. We're willing to talk about it. So today is an interesting day in history in terms of kind of disasters, in that it was the day that Lincoln was shot, the day that the Titanic hit, it's the day before Income Tax Day, and both of those events, in theory, were completed on the 15th. So Income Tax Day, I guess, has got a long and horrible history tied up with it. It's also a big day in terms of technology, in that it's a day that videotape was first demonstrated and the first motion picture house in 1894. Plugged together a bunch of kinetoscopes, and which were used for peep shows, and put together a motion picture. Ta-da.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And so we've got drones. We've got robotic cooks. Somehow, I mean, one of the fascinating things to me is looking at days in history and seeing how much they sort of influence, almost like it makes you believe in horoscopes or something. They're now deciding that medical marijuana, the liquid, could treat severe epilepsy in kids. So that's good. And as I said, prescription drug rose 13%. In 2014. I'm not sure that that's a very good idea. This is just the usage. I don't even think this is talking about... they're talking about cost to a certain extent. And again, hepatitis C being... which is a huge breakthrough. I mean, it's terrific, but it's very expensive. Apparently, the demand for newer cancer and multiple sclerosis treatments increased the branded medicine as well. Insulin products for diabetes... entry the few new generic versions of big-selling drugs contributed to double-digit rise in 2014. I don't know. Expensive drugs doesn't seem to me exactly something to celebrate, unless you own stock, I suppose. We certainly expect to see growth in the market size and spending level, but not at the rate of growth we're reporting for 2014. The patent expiry impact will be larger in 2015, which is good. The new hepatitis C from Gilead virtually guarantee a cure for the liver-destroying virus with very few side effects. So there are more than 161,000 patients to start treatment. That's great. 17,000 in 2013, with thousands put off treatment while waiting for the new drugs. Gilead had $10.3 billion in its first year of sales. It's $1,000 a pill. It's amazing. $1,000 a pill. But, I mean, it's curative, but I'm not sure how you justify $1,000 a pill. Oh, well. There we go. So, drugs continue to be very profitable and kind of scary, if you ask me. All right. So, let's try. I'm trying really far. I'll tell you what. Let's do what historical figures do you think have been overlooked, since I'm convinced that that history is one of those things that... speaks to us. Although let's talk to Aaron first. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. I need your help currently at this time, because I have been having to go through a hard situation yesterday. It's that, well, a friend mentioned one, we get over them, of course, in which, you know, I was like, okay, then. And then I pretty much decided to counter it head on the hard way. And I almost felt like sacrificed myself to him, so that way then, that everybody would know that I'd be no longer in pain, and, you know, in this hell, they call it, if you know what I mean.
Wait, Aaron, and what are you talking about?
Well, basically, a friend of mine wanted me to get over them, and so I was like, okay, then. And so basically, I blocked off all contact.
Okay.
And so with the movie on part, I'm having a hard time with that. I'm not sure what to do, because the thing is, to tell you the truth, I was never really taught how to, so I'm really not sure what to do.
Well, how long have you knocked off the contact?
Like since yesterday.
Well, I mean, look, Aaron, you're talking about less than 24 hours, and I'm not sure that anybody ever learns how to walk away from a relationship that they really don't want to walk away from, except to just let some time go and distract yourself and basically keep yourself busy. And time really does take care of the problems, but you're talking about such a short period of time. I don't think there's any magic. I think you stay away from phones. You stay away from places that resonate with you in terms of reminding you of that person. You go to a movie. You go running. You go get yourself a chocolate ice cream cone. I mean, you do things that make you feel connected to the world and make you feel happier. And maybe even take a little bit of today, since you're already feeling kind of lousy, and write down what you would do differently next time. But I mean, I don't think there's any magic.
Yeah. I'd like to add that they were my first love, so it's pretty
Aaron,
to make it
it's
much easier.
Not any easier to get over your last love, your middle love, or your first love. You just have to understand that sometimes things are meant to be, and you take the pleasure from them that you can. And it may be a great time today to just go get yourself a notebook and write down all the positive stuff in the front of it and all the negative stuff in the back of it, so you don't sort of find yourself getting sandbagged when you think of something positive after deciding this is the only person you're ever going to love. I mean, look, that's part of life. That's part of sort of being a human being, is that we give our emotions to other people, and sometimes it works out really well and sometimes it doesn't. But the issue is not how did it work out? The issue is, can we do it? And I think that's what we try and do, is that we try and stay open to other people. We try and make better decisions maybe the second time, and that requires going back and looking at what the problems were. If we had to do over again, what would we do differently? And sometimes there's nothing that we would do differently. But it's never fun, because we hope that when we care about somebody, that they'll care about us back in the same level, in the same time frame, in the same way. And that's pretty complicated if you think about it, that whether we're talking about a friend or a loved one or anything else, a business partner. So I think it's just a matter of kind of slugging through it and keeping aware of your feelings by writing them down and staying away from the person. And, again, figuring out what, if anything, you would do differently. And I think for most of us, it's not that we would do things differently, because there's usually, even if I think very few relationships, you think, gee, I wish I'd never met this person. But we sort of take the positive from it that we can. And for most of us, the issue is not that we wish we had never been involved. It's that we stayed too long at the fair, that we, you know, that there were all sorts of warning signs that we ignored and all sorts of situations that we just sort of hoped that it would change, and it didn't. And so that is usually the gist of what we get by looking over it. Not that we wish that person had never been in our life, even though it's painful at this moment, but because we learned something from it. And we are grateful that we had that time with them. But just that when things started going wrong, instead of either trying to fix them or walking away at that moment, we stay too long. But, you know, it's easy to say in retrospect. It's hard to leave a relationship when you're still hoping that it will turn out the way you wanted it to. But, Aaron, this is everybody got to go through it. I mean, the only way to not go through it is to never care about anybody or to be intensely lucky, and the only person that you ever cared about you in the same way. And that almost never happens, especially if you're young enough. But so learn from it what you have to learn from it. And the best way to learn from it is just to be very organized about looking at what you could do differently, what the warning signs were that you ignored, how long you stayed, whether you should have left earlier. And give yourself a little bit of time. One day is not very much. Okay? So get yourself a notebook, write down stuff, Get yourself some exercise. Get out of the house. Okay? And why don't you call me in a week and tell me how you're doing? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so we're talking about historical figures that you think have been overlooked. All right. Do you have any nominees in this category, Manny?
I think... how do I word? I think in the world of sports, I don't think this person has been overlooked, but I think in the general society,
general population,
yes, thank you. Okay. I think Henry Aaron's been a little bit overlooked at times. I think just for and I guess you could probably add that to you can add him to the most significant athlete. Because I know we asked that on Facebook, too, the most significant athlete in the last 50 years. But I think just what he stood for and what he represented, while he was playing and what he kind of went through while he was in the process of breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. He's getting death threats and people sending him racist things, saying things about him. And
interesting enough, Roger Maris, who was white, got death threats, too, breaking Babe Ruth's record. So
Roger Maris is another one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that he really got sort of eclipsed by Mickey Mantle, who, in retrospect, was probably a much less... he was certainly a much less gifted athlete,
mm-hmm.
and probably a much less gifted human being.
Yeah. But, that would probably be mine, Henry Aaron, and Roger Maris, too.
All right, so fair enough. All right, so you're sports figure. Sorry, what else? I think Harry Truman is an overlooked figure. I think he came in and made some really difficult decisions, and I think because of his demeanor and the fact that he was a haberdasher, and Bess was kind of not exactly a Jackie Kennedy. I think that he is one of those presidents that when you look back on, that he had a really tough job at a really tough time and did a pretty good job of it. All right, let's see what other people said.
Connie, she actually has a couple here. She says, until recently, Alan Turing, the man who broke the Enigma code.
Yeah. Well, as I said, that was supposedly, that's someone told me this. I think I mentioned on the air that supposedly the Apple logo with the bite taken out of the apple,
mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs knew about Alan Turing, and that apparently when he suicided, he was found with an apple, with a bite out of it.
Hmm.
And that's why Steve Jobs used that as his logo, supposedly. I don't know how you figure that out at this moment, who you'd ask about that. But it's a good story, whether it's true or not. I think Alan Turing, and that's a tragic story.
Yeah.
I mean, the man who literally single-handedly, I think, or single-brainedly saved Western civilization and then was hounded literally to death.
Connie goes on to say, if they are overlooked, it makes it harder to remember them. Margaret Sanger is another one. She went to jail for birth control.
So did Bill Barron. I said before that it was really interesting and that I'd met because of just of broadcasting some people that you admire their tenacity and their stance. But by and large, they were not very easy people to get along with because I guess part of it is that single-mindedness and that willingness to not care what other people think about you doesn't make them necessarily somebody you'd want to have dinner with or take home to meet mom. Because I think most of us are much more influenced by someone spitting at us the kind of dignity and single-mindedness and kind of thick-skinned as much as anything else. Not easy being a pioneer, I think, about anything.
John,
right, keep going.
John says, previously, the 99%, because we didn't pay our publicist. Now we cannot be overlooked because we have the internet, selfies, and Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would view selfies as anybody's contribution to the world, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Wendy says, Martha Washington. And more women of her era.
Was she specific about why Martha Washington?
Nope. She just says Martha Washington and more women of her era.
Well, there you go. I mean, Woodrow Wilson's second wife was one of the people I didn't really know about. That was a great a great kind of insight. And my favorite is still him going, that her going to, when Wilson had a stroke, going to the vice president and saying, okay, how about taking over presidency? And she said, do we get the salary? Which at the time seemed really venal, except what did we decide? That Wilson was paid, was either $45,000 or $75,000.
Yeah.
I think it was $75,000, as I vaguely recall.
And the vice president was what, like 10?
12,000,
yeah.
I mean, that's a legitimate point as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it sounds really tacky.
Talk about a wage gap, right?
Yeah, that's true. He'd have to work. Let's see, 75 versus 12 is a factor of 6 to 1, so he'd have to work until what, June or something?
Yeah.
No, he'd have to work till the last 2 months of the year. Okay, we get it. All right, what else we got?
And then the last one here is from Glynis. And Glynis says, women. Why? Men. Because of men.
Women are overlooked because of men?
Yeah. I think that's the gist of it.
Well, the wage thing. I mean, think about having to abort January, February, March, and half of April. And your twin brother could be on a beach.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it is a problem. I mean, and you know, my deal has always been, well, you know, that I'll open the door for myself, or I'll even open it for you, if that wage gap goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tricky issue. All right, did we get them all?
Yep, that was all of them there.
Wow.
That one.
So I'm trying to think if there's anybody else in history that I mean. It's having watched, as I said over the weekend, which I'll review tomorrow, the Wolf Hall, which is the real Shakespeare's version of, it's two parts plays of, I think her name is Hilary Mantel, who wrote the books of Wolf Hall, which is about Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII and Thomas Cromwell. And what I was really struck by is that who writes history determines how you think about people, because basically most of us think about Thomas Cromwell and Wolsey as villains, and Anne Boleyn is this poor kind of little victim, and Henry VIII is kind of a loose sort of horny canon. That isn't what is presented in this at all, which is, as I said, I'll review it for you tomorrow, but it really struck me of how much what we think, exactly as one of our respondents said, is it depends who your publicist is, or if you have a publicist. Because how history determines how they feel about you depends on who wrote the history. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. I'm going to try to get this as you know, succinctly as possible.
Okay.
But, I've been married for 14 years. We've been together for 16. I have a son from a previous marriage who is turning 18 and graduating this week. And my husband and I have been together since my oldest was like a year and a half old. So it's not like he's a new entry.
How old are you, Joe?
I'm 44.
How old's husband?
50.
So was he married before?
No.
All right. Do you have children together?
Yes, we have two.
Ages?
12 and 8.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm not sure, and I'm on my way home now, so I don't know what I'm walking into because he's playing games with the telephone, and it started last night over dinner. Our son has some senior events coming up. And my husband wasn't aware of one of them. And so I brought it up at the dinner table. Our son was at work, so he wasn't there. And I brought it up at the dinner table, and my husband went off on this tangent of...
What was the issue? What was the event?
It's a overnight sleep at the school for all the seniors.
Okay.
And it's probably... I got the slip right on the refrigerator. It's not like I was
hiding
it.
Okay. So he said he didn't know anything about it.
Exactly. And he says, well, do you think, you know, what do you think this is? Do you think he's really doing that? Or do you think, you know, there's always a conspiracy theory. Okay?
Chill. Let's not go off the deep end about it. It just, he's saying, I mean, he's probably looking at his own 18-year-oldness and understanding that 18-year-old boys tend to see life through a spermy green haze, and he's feeling that this is your kid, so he's not quite as attached, and he's not quite as in the loop, and that may have been as much as anything else, or that you're naive, and he's just, I mean, so...
That's what he thinks. He said that.
Yeah, but I don't think that's worth going off the deep end. I think it's just saying, look, he's a good kid, and he's going to sleep at school. I mean, that certainly fighting about an 18-year-old kid is not unheard of. What's the issue? I'm still unclear.
My problem is, we've been doing great. Our marriage has been great. I mean, my husband would have been 24 hours ago the first to say that. We're at the dinner table, and this pops up, and all I said to him, Dr. Joy, was, why does everything that Chris does have to have an ulterior motive? That's all I said. That's how I said it. That's all I said. And he came up out of his chair, unglued, and came off on me to where the other two kind of went, whoa. And I'm like, I looked at him, I said, what? Oh, he's your golden boy. He never does anything wrong. And Chris is more afraid of me and Dr. Joy than he is of
Jill, Jill, that's what your husband is saying is that how he felt out of the loop. He felt that you didn't that somehow you and Chris have a special bond, and he felt excluded.
It wouldn't be too hard. If you just try talking to him instead
Jill,
of yelling at him all the time.
Well, but Chris is about to be out of the household. All right?
Yeah.
And, you know, being a stepdad is a tricky thing. And Mike, you know, you hear all the time on the program that it's a very tricky role, and most people aren't very good at it. But Chris is about to be out of the household. What's the issue with your husband today?
He's not letting it go. He's not. I called to let him know. Chris had called me to see if, because he couldn't get a hold of his dad. And he called me at work to see if he and the other kids could go to the mall after school, or he and his sister could stop by the mall because she had a project. And I've got the 8-year-old coming off the bus at 4, and they weren't sure they were going to be back. And I said, no problem. I said, I'll give your dad a call, let him know. So I call him, and he's like, he's junior high right now. He's playing games on the phone.
What does mean, Jill?
Self-medicating.
What does self-medicating mean?
Well, I think he's lit. I think he's had a couple of beers. And I'm.
Does your husband have a job?
Yeah. He's been off on medical. He had a heart problem.
Doesn't that seem to you to be relevant to this entire discussion of a man who feels that he can't do what he's supposed to do for the family, and that he feels that you care more about the son that's not his than him? Doesn't that sort of fit into the equation a little bit?
If I did not show Michael on a regular basis, I am very much Ozzy and Harriet. I don't want to lead the household. I don't want to be the boss.
Jill, stop talking and listen for a minute. Your husband's feeling left out. Go home and tell him you love him. This has nothing to do with your son. It has to do with he's feeling.
I've been doing this, Dr. Joyce, for the last... We've been getting along so good.
Jill. Just do it again. It's last night. He felt out of the loop. He felt that he was impotent. He felt that nobody cared about him. Are the two of you having sex?
Yes.
Okay. Jill, it's only up until 24 hours ago, everything is fine. Did he go off? Yeah. Do people go off sometimes? Yeah, you went off too. Jill, your kid is leaving. It's all okay. It doesn't help in a situation where one person has gone off for the other one to go off, too.
Dr. Joy, just one thing. I did. I backed off. I gave him his space. He went for a walk. And he came back in, and he said, okay, don't you see, we've always had this problem over Chris. I said, yeah, I do. I said, but it's never, you don't need to explode on me like that. We both are
pretty smoking. Jill, stop it. he was trying to make up, and you go right back in it.
Well, Jill, I'm not, listen.
You just want to argue with me, and that's not what I do. I'm not coming to your house one way or the other. But he knows he was stupid. He knew that he overreacted, and he went and took a walk, and he comes back and says, look, we do this all the time. And then you say, yeah, we do. And then you go off on him again. You guys were out of it at that moment. All you had to do was say, you're right. He's going to be out of the house in a little bit of time. And I guess it's always been a problem, and give each other a hug. You had to go into, well, no, but you go off on me and yada yada. You brought this whole thing up again. Do I think he was right? No. Do I think the two of you are perfectly suited? Lamentably, yes. Let it go. I mean, all you have to do, both of you are horses patooties. He started it, no question. But you also have to understand two things that somehow you're choosing not to listen to. And you going off and saying, okay, the marriage has come to an end for one evening is ridiculous. That's you overreacting in the same way he overreacted. That your son and his stepson are obviously a troubled issue, and that at some point, once he's out of the house, the two of you should go do some work about this, because it's not going to go away. He's going to get married. He's going to want money. He's going to, I mean, you know, it's an issue. And your husband feels he's left out of the loop, number one. Number two, your husband is particularly vulnerable to feeling impotent because he's home on leave. He's hurt. Right? And you're going to have to take that into account. It may also make you feel more vulnerable because he's not taking care of you in the way he usually is. So things happen in marriage. That's why those marriage vows that say sickness and health, rich or poor, when we have stepsons and not stepsons, your kid is also leaving and going away to school, which is going to make you feel old. There are all sorts of issues here. It's okay for the two of you to feel vulnerable. But all you have to do is just take a deep breath, all right? Neither of you are perfect in this, but you were done. It was all done last night, and you brought it up again. Don't bring it up again, all right? Just say, look, I know you love him. I know I love him. It's a tough time for both of us, and go take a walk together. Just don't go back to other stuff that's so troublesome. Once Chris is out of the house, go find a therapist and do some work about both of your feelings about your stepson, or your son, his stepson. And in the meantime, what you can do, if you're really serious about this, really, 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 really serious, is say to him, look, if I bring this up again, I'll give you $10, or $20, or $100, if you're really, 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 really serious about it. Because what you need to do is, I mean, look, I hear that this is an important issue for you, I hear that it's an emotional issue for you, but you're not going anyplace on it. And how much is it worth to be right about this, as opposed to just move on and find other things to argue about or to be happy about? That if, you know, at some point we have to decide what it's worth. And it basically comes down to, do I want to stay, do I want to go? If you want to stay, then you have to figure out ways to avoid this huge, messy trap, because that's what it is. There's no way out of it except just to walk away from it. If you want to stay, and the way to train yourself is to say to your husband, look, I'll give you, $20 if, we're all cut the grass, or I'll, God knows what, do something that is odious for me and pleasurable for you, so that that I train myself to stop doing this. I get myself out of the habit, out of the knee-jerk response. Or if you want to leave, then you don't, as I say, if you want to leave, then you leave. You don't need to make a mess to leave. You're not a 14-year-old. This is an important issue. But the question is, how much is it worth to you to continue it? Because it's a huge, the cost-benefit ratio is just completely out of whack. Just completely out of whack on it, all right? So you have to decide. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty, we got a bunch of movies that are out. Not major, major, major movies, but well, one of them was nominated for an Oscar. So let's. We've got Manny, which is one of our favorite movies, just because we actually did it. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. Because Manny. Manny Pacquiao held what eight particular belts championships. He boxed above his weight. I mean, he's just an amazing kind of person. He started boxing at 16 because his family couldn't eat otherwise, and politician, actor, and Manny pointed out that his that he's got a big fight coming up. Yes,
he does. He's going to fight Floyd Mayweather next month, and that's kind of the fight that every big time boxing fan has been waiting for about probably about 5 years now, 5-6 years.
Well, both of them are a little bit past their prime, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah. Both are they're both
a little long in the tooth here.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, and they're finally gonna clash. That's the one everybody's been anticipating and wanting for a long time. So.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Right now, I don't know, boy. It's close. Floyd is undefeated, and that's kind of the big story. And right now, I probably lean towards Floyd a little bit, but I think Manny Pacquiao's got a big chance to win, though.
Well, he's got a lot of heart.
It'll be Floyd's biggest test that he's facing in his career. So that'll
all right.
Sure.
There we go. All righty, we've got the Anthony. That's the biggest name other than Manny is that Liam Neeson actually does the narration on it, and it's an interesting story. As I said, we did it on Let's Brooklyn Let's Fix just because we thought it was that interesting. Maybe we should put that up again this week just because it's coming out this week. We can talk about that. Kidnapping Mr. Heineken is actually based on a true story. In 1983, a bunch of friends, childhood friends who were out of work, kidnapped one of the richest men in the world, the heir to the Heineken beer empire, who's played by Anthony Hopkins, on the street in daylight in Amsterdam. It was the largest ransom ever paid for a kidnapped individual, and they got away with it until they got away with it. And it's a great cast, including, as I said, Anthony Hopkins is great. Jim Sturgess is also in it, Sam Worthington, and a bunch of people you haven't heard before. But it's a really interesting story. And Anthony Hopkins sort of anchors the movie. So it, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really interesting story, and the fact that it was true and real, and I mean, these guys were clearly so far in over their head, but pulled it off until they didn't. Okay, they got away with it. They got the ransom. They got away with it, and then they didn't. All right. So Big Eyes is got a lot of attention because it was. It was an Oscar nominee for Best Actress based on, I guess all three of these are based on real, one's a documentary, the other two are based on real stories. This one gave Amy Adams a nomination, which she was never going to win, but that's okay. It's still an interesting movie. Tim Burton actually directed this. And it's Tim Burton-esque in some ways, but not, you know, in a way it's his least Tim Burton-esque because it's not quite as weird, except it was an epic art fraud. In the 50s, Walter Keane, who's played by Christopher Waltz, who's wonderful, Christoph Waltz, basically became incredibly famous and was, I think, the best paid commercial artist at the time, with the big-eyed little kids, the waifs. It turns out that his wife did them, Margaret. And he convinced her early on that she was shy and that he was better at publicizing things. So she just wrote off her own career for his. It then turned out that they sort of ran afoul of one another. And it's a fascinating story. The cast is great. It's Amy Adams, Christoph Waltz, Danny Houston, Kristen Ritter, Jason Schwartzman, Terrence Stamp. And it's a very interesting story. It seems particularly appropriate to talk about on a day that women are sort of understanding that they didn't, you know, they're not being paid as well as men. Basically, as I said, I think it's Tim Burton's personal and kind of most accessible film in a very long time. And deciding to that you're going to give up your career, you're going to sign over literally your art to somebody else, and why you would do it, and how long you're willing to do it, and under what circumstances. So seems particularly appropriate, as I said, today on the day where women understand how underpaid they are, that if you had a twin brother, he could have been on the beach from the 1st of January till today, and you'd still make the same amount of money. Oh, well, silly me. There's a movie that I didn't see just because I don't like those kind of movies, but it did fairly well in the theaters if you're a horror fan. Babadook is a horror film that it's just not my style of thing, so I don't even bother go to see them because I can't review them fairly, because I can't really see them because I have my hands over my eyes the entire time. But this is one that a troubled widow discovers her son is telling the truth about a monster that entered their home through the pages of a children's book. Not my thing, what can I tell you, but did very well. A lot of people thought it was kind of cool and very kind of scary. Cool and scary do not come under the same category as far as I'm concerned, so you're on your own about that. But Big Eyes is an interesting flick. Manny, as I said, we really liked a lot in terms of the personification of a really fascinating guy who sort of turns his life around, among other things, and admits that he was not a particularly righteous human being early on, and his wife is involved in the documentary as well. And he's now a big deal politician. But the kidnapping of Mr. Heineken, I think, is probably my choice, just because it's a fascinating story. The psychology of it is really interesting. Sam Worthington and Jim Sturgess are both very good in it. But Anthony Hopkins steals the movie out from underneath everybody. But he basically does that most of the time anyway. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You can always find reviews of both movies and theater at drjoy.com. So my sister used to call me every Saturday when she would go to Blockbusters to find out what to rent that was on DVD, but now she can listen to the program, where you could go to the website and check it out. All right, 855-993-7569. I have a challenge for you coming up next hour. We'll talk about it when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.